The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
What's good, everybody? Welcome in to The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all of sports betting, and it's not even close. A really fun day at the brand on Monday. Now, the playoff game was just one of the worst playoff games you're ever going to have. However, the morning show really carried us through the day yesterday. My man, Jay Smooth, 2-0. Zach Attack, no sweat, 20-point victory or something like that. FAU solid there as well. Let's bring in the stars of the show for today. And I just mentioned two of those names. Zach, I mean, you didn't even have to watch past, what, the first 5 minutes for your game yesterday?
Yeah, that was a good play. I wanted to get it up on the site, but it moved a full point before I could get it up with the other two picks. So didn't get it up on the site, went from -3 to -4. But the other two plays, half point winners. I was on the same play with Dartmouth with Justin, and then Portland State. That was a crazy, crazy ending. A 92% free throw shooter missed two free throws, and Portland State gets a backdoor layup.
Unbelievable. And by the way, I was watching that Dartmouth game live. Yes, it was on TV. And I was thinking about Jay Smooth the entire time going, what are we going to do with +1.5? And then they too missed the front end of a 1-1. With 7 seconds to go in the game to win by one. Oh, Jay Smooth.
Harvard doesn't teach free throws. So, no, it was a great day. 3-0 on Sportsline. A couple extra plays on Twitter, but on to the next. Just keep the momentum going. We're here and let's do it.
Now, as much as everybody loves Zach and Jay Smooth, all I hear about is, when is Alabama going to be back on the show? I need me some hockey. Well, you ask, I deliver. Allie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Happy to be here today. I have a pick that I'm excited to give out.
And we're excited to get it, and we'll get it in just a second. But first and foremost, the man who found this lovely young lady, we call him the Maestro. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Great day. I had no idea Allie's going to be on the show this morning. I'm trying to forget the terrible game script that we had last night. It was really hurtful to the props, but I'm psyched about this NFL weekend we got coming up.
What can you do? What can you do? But because of that, I want to remind everybody, if you're not subscribed to this YouTube channel, please do that for me. Turn on those notifications so you know every single time we have new content dropped into your feed, like today, 5 p.m. Eastern time, our NFL Mega Divisional Round Preview. We get the kind of the early jump on all the lines for what should be an incredible slate of games this weekend. All right, let's go. Storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And I'm going back to college basketball because, Zach, because of this COVID situation and the way that they're canceling games and postponing games, sometimes you can find maybe a little bit of an advantage. Talk to me.
Yeah, I mentioned three teams last week that have been off for 3 weeks or longer, and only one of the teams has faltered. Actually, ASU beat Utah yesterday, covered the spread, and then Wyoming, they've won two consecutive games. So the layoff hasn't hurt them, but a team that has been hurt has been Monmouth. You remember they started the year 12-0 ATS, and right before they had their COVID pause, they lost to Hofstra, so it was their first loss to ATS. They come back 5 days ago, lose to St. Peter's, and then they were just absolutely blown out by Marist, 84-48. Today, they're going to play their third game in 5 days against Iona. You have to wonder how that's going to turn out. The line has went from -1 to -2 for Iona, who is 14-3 on the year. And people probably don't remember that Rick Pitino is their head coach. And then real quickly, a play that I almost put on for the show today, Manhattan in the same conference. They are on a 7-game win streak over Niagara. That spread is just -1 and 110-11 against Niagara.
Yeah. By the way, Manhattan the other day, they were up by like 20 and then barely covered that spread for the Maestro at -4.5. Wasn't that Manhattan Maestro? It was, right? Yeah. See, I remember. Now, this is a huge, huge week in the NFL. The matchups, I don't think,
could- 5 o'clock, but number one seeds are just 16-25 against the spread since 2000. That refers to obviously the Packers and the Titans, and teams coming off a massive blowout win of at least 4 touchdowns, at least 28 points, like the Bills. Those teams 6-14 against the spread in the next round. You know, can you play that perfectly back to back? Although I would argue that the Chiefs blowout, even though it was only 21, feels like it was 28 or 30 plus, and maybe you should put them in that category as well.
It's a lot of great nuggets. And as the Maestro said, today at 5 p.m. Eastern time, we will break down every single divisional round game, sides, totals, not props yet. We'll do that Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right, let's get into our board for today. And I feel really, really good about it. Now, from Sportsline, we're going to go one play. We're going to go to hockey. And because the jeweler loves his Florida Panthers so much, we're going to go Florida on the money line, -140 over the Calgary Flames. Now, you got to stay up a little bit late to watch this one, but hey, the pay window stays open all night long. All right, let's get into our board for my cappers. And you know what? Because of that site play, I want a little synergy. I want a little correlation. Alabama, can you help us out?
Yes, I can. So today I have the Panthers at Calgary Flames over 6.5. And that's about even money right now. If you want to get it, it's probably going to go up to like 110, 115 at least. But I think both goalies here, you have Markstrom and Bobrovsky, either one is really prone to have a really bad game. And then you just need the other goalie to kind of give a couple goals up. So it's really comes down to the fact that these teams have played each other a few times already. And all those games have gone over in the last 7 times that they've played in Calgary, it's also gone over 6. So I think today's a really good spot, especially with the Panthers and how much they've been scoring. Their last 9 games have gone over 6.5. So I don't really think that over is a bad bet until that streak dies, especially with the team that they've had the history of having really high scoring games with.
Every time you give me such a detailed take for your pick, I think back to the guy, I don't know, 8 or 9 months ago that said that this was a coin flip business. Do you think that was a coin flip, what she just said? That's all I'm going to say. All right, let's move on. Great job by you, Allie. All right, now we got to go back to college basketball because that's going to be our bread and butter on this Tuesday. So, Zach, yesterday was so easy. What do we got today?
I'm going to go with one of the last games of the day out in the Big West. Cal State Bakersfield is -7 against Cal Poly Slow. This actually dropped the full point from 8 overnight. It might even come down another half point. The reason for that is both of these teams like to milk the shot clock. It's probably going to be a low scoring game, but I will give the advantage to Cal State Bakersfield. They have great guard defense, so they're going to limit the shots of Cal Poly. And you look at one of the games where they really limited a team, Boise State. They limited that backcourt, only made 2 shots. They only scored 39 points, and that Boise State team is strong. I'll take Cal State Bakersfield to pull away late, -7.
I like when we have a show that has some late games to it. So guys like me and you, Zach, that are out here on the West Coast can make people feel what it's like to have things flipped time-wise. Now, in the chat, my man Pooh Bear says, Jay Smooth looks so ready to drop these bombs. Don't even know what that means, but you look ready. So what do we got today?
Born ready, coach. Yeah, only one bomb today, actually. I'll have a couple more on Twitter. I really like the site, but the model was a little picky today. Only one play from it. I'm going to take Fordham +7.5 against this Richmond team. Fordham is at home, and for whatever reason, it looks like Richmond has actually struggled to travel to New Rochelle, New York. The last 4 games dating back to about 2018, no game has been covered by Richmond at this spread, 6.5, 7.5. They just can't seem to beat Fordham big. So I think Fordham probably keeps this one within a much smaller margin. I have this in the model at 5, but I think it could come down to a bucket. Some projections have this one as close as 3-4 points. I really think there's a lot of value here. Momentum is definitely with the Rams. They've played a lot better recently. 4 out of 5 games they've covered, while Richmond's on the other side of that. They've only covered once in their last 5. I just think this is a little bit too much value. Look for the Rams to show show up in an A-10 battle.
Well, I tell you what, I once called a game, Jay Smooth, at Fordham when I was in that. I was trying to leave the WWE and get to ESPN. And I know exactly why teams struggle. It's like playing in a middle school gym. Yes. It's like the worst college gym in America. In America.
Home court advantage. It's a home court advantage.
It is. It is. It is awful. It's awful. Sorry, Fordham. It is. Build something better.
Shout out Eric Pascal.
There you go. All right. Now, we've already mentioned our mega preview today at 5 p.m. Eastern time right here on this channel. But the numbers are always moving. But Maestro, what number do you like this weekend?
Well, I loved the 49ers last week, and I love them again this week. So far, the injury news looks good with Fred Warner on the low ankle sprain saying he's going to play for sure. Bosa in concussion protocol, but there is optimism that he'll be clear. Jimmy G's got the bad thumb. I know it's going to be 10 degrees, and he's got a shoulder issue as well. But just the matchup and how they run the ball. Elijah Mitchell, 85 of his 96 yards after contact. That kid is running hard against a Packers team that gives up 4.9 yards a carry, second worst in the NFL. And the offenses that they played only averaged 4.48 for the season. So in other words, they gave up 5 yards a carry to teams that are not even great running teams, but now they face a great running team. You're giving me 6 points with a dynamic team that's got Debo and Ayuk and Kittle, where the Packers also struggle to defend the tight end. Yes, the Packers are going to score. They put up 30. It was 30-28 early in the season. If I'm not mistaken, Kittle and Debo were not even in that game, and we had a tight game. I'm looking for another tight game. I'm going to keep riding the Niners.
I would not be doing my job if I didn't push back just a little bit, because you mentioned it. Now, with a sprained shoulder, we have no idea how bad that is. Would you recommend waiting? But do you think if we wait and it's not as bad as what a sprain would normally be, the number would go down from Vicks? What do you really think?
Well, I mean, it happened during the game and he played. I mean, he finished the game without I don't think people are blaming the interception on the shoulder. And Made Him Focus in the chat does note that the line is moving a little bit upward. Some books at 6 now, was 5.5. We've seen as low as 4.5. I don't think it's serious I'm no doubt he's going to play. They said he's going to practice. So if you're going to practice early in the week, I think he should be okay. I'm on the Niners +6.
All right. Very good. Very good. Way to back that up. By the way, last night we had our Early Edge reporters on the ground, boots on the ground in LA. We may have some other people behind the scenes giving us some backstage information this week. Thinking about that Fordham gym one more time. It's like, teams can't go in there and win, just like when the Colts go to Jacksonville. They can't win there either. Jay Smooth, are you a Colts fan? Oh, my bad. My bad. All right, we're up against it. Grab. Oh, and he Jay Smoothed himself. Oh!
I was trying to say I'm not a Colts fan anymore, but, you know, yeah. Yikes.
Oh my God.
I did it yesterday too. Hey, we won the bets. We did it yesterday and we won the bets. So maybe we're on to something.
Maybe so. I don't know. You're entertaining me. So I love it. God, I love this so much. All right, we're up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap, and it is glorious. Jay Smooth is on one play today. Fordham +7.5. Let's go Cal State Bakersfield for Zach Attack -7. Maestro +6 for the 49ers early again, 5 p.m. Eastern today for the full breakdown. Then Alabama, one play on the ice tonight. Panthers Flames over 6.5. And then we'll stay on that Panthers game and take them on the money line from the site. And then the Jewelers Gym today, +415. How do we do that? Two ways? Well, we'll take Florida on the puck line, and we'll couple that with the Canes Bruins over 5.5. A nice little return of +415. All right. It's a Tuesday, and sometimes Tuesdays can get lost in the shuffle. Do not let that happen. Be strong. Pay it forward. Be kind to one another, and there's only one thing left to do, and you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, Alabama, Jay Smooth, Maestro, and Zach Attack, and of course the Jeweler, puts it all together here at the brand. I am the coach. Tell all your friends, give us a follow right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.